Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Stephanie. Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How's your day going?
It's going great, Ryan. I'm excited to chat with you.
Yeah, me too. I've been chatting away for the last 15 minutes before I started recording. And so your big thing is life purpose, which I'm really dialed into right now, or trying to be. And so I'm really excited to ask you about that topic. But let's introduce you first. Please tell my audience of Morning Upgraders who you are, what you do for a living, and then something you are grateful for right now.
I'm Stephanie Rose, and I am the founder and owner of Firefly Scout, which is a know your glow business. And I offer a suite of products to help you know your glow and start living a life that lights you up. Something that I have gratitude for it now. I have a challenging relationship with gratitude. So I usually shift it to appreciation. I have a better relationship with that. So right now I appreciate that I have connected with someone who, like, I can automatically tell we're on the same wavelength about helping people. And that's just really fueling my glow right now. So that's awesome. Where I'd like to start.
Well, now you got me. Now I have to ask, just so I can just get your insight into it. What's the why appreciation versus gratitude?
I am a total word nerd about things and, like, the energetics that are behind them. And for some reason, I don't know if it's the popular culture of, like, having a gratitude practice. It just feels like too surface level and artificial. Once I started trying to have a gratitude practice, I noticed it just wasn't me. But what did resonate is, like, noticing and appreciating things and what that felt like to me. Because gratitude always just seems like a surface level thing when you're like, oh, of course you're grateful for, you know, that you have a job and a house and food on the table. Like,
right.
It just never got deeper than that for me. But if I could notice and appreciate the little things in life, like, that is what life is. It's all of those magical little moments put together, and so many of them pass us by. So I just feel much more at peace, and, like, I've really uncovered some magic when I've noticed something and can embody that appreciation.
That is really interesting. I never really thought of it that way. I mean, I do see what you're saying. So I do gratitude practice every morning, and I'm trying to get into the habit of noticing the small things throughout the day. But yeah, as I'm listening to you talk and processing it through my experiences, I think I could see where, like, especially the small things, gratitude does feel like, appreciation feels like more of an appropriate word, you know, like, kind of the same, but kind of different. Very interesting. Never really thought of that. Love it. So let's talk about your morning routine, Stephanie. How do you start your day?
I do not have as great of a morning routine as I know that you have, but I do have an awareness of what serves me best. And I am working on being more ritualistic with it. But for now, I have, like, a collection of things that I know serve me. And I do my best to not self-sabotage and start off on the right foot. So a few of those things are, like, you know, when I wake up, taking that moment to transition from sleeping to waking, and not that you jump out of bed, but once you decide, like, okay, it's going to get up now, like, just pausing and, like, observe that you are transitioning from your sleep self to your day self, and, like, setting an intention for the day. And maybe it's not even, like, naming a word, but just focusing on the energetic you want the day to have. Cause, like, maybe you woke up exhausted and you didn't sleep well, or you're dreading something that's coming up. But, like, if you can just kind of hone in on, like, where you'd like the day to go, like, I really try to do that. And everyone says, you know, don't pick up your phone first thing. And I'm so guilty of doing that. It's, like, impulse to grab it. But what I do aim to do is, like, after that first glance, to make sure, you know, nothing happened overnight, to, like, stand and, like, look out the bathroom window, because we have a yard to look out onto, and just stretch my eyes as far as I can, and to, like, really see the distance. And, like, again, like, it's perspective. So seeing all that the day has to offer. And again, like it reinforces that vibe you want to set. And then as I'm getting ready, I make sure that I have a full glass of water because I like to feel that I am like starting the day off like juicy. That's one of the words that I look to embody. And so I know that if I have started off with that full glass of water, then everything will literally flow the rest of the day. Those are the three things I really try to do every day in some form. And as soon as I catch myself, like if I don't do it right away, making sure that I take that moment to do a transition, to look, really look outside and to hydrate.
Yeah, it's nice. I love, we're recording this in July of 2023 and it's warmer in New Jersey. And so in the mornings, it's actually very warm. And so in the mornings I could do it outside and we have property too. And I have like deer and now I guess the deer had a lot of babies these last X amount of months. And so there's a lot of these little baby deers with the white spots. Just, what do they call them? Does? I don't even know, but just flopping around. And it's really cool. It's like adds a whole nother element to my morning routine. You know, it's nature. Love it.
Yeah. Seeing the world is going on outside of what's in your head and or inside your house. Like that there's a greater energy to tap into.
I'm amazed if you just, it depends where you are, of course. If you're like New York City, you know, but if you're somewhere like where there's nature, if you just stop and listen, yeah, you're right. There's so many things happening, like the birds chirping and whatever they're communicating, doing whatever they're doing, the insects, the deer. There's so much happening around you. It's really crazy. You just got to actually stop and be still and just listen for it. But there's so much energy, like you said, around you.
You acknowledge your place in this greater world.
Yeah. So why do you do this work? Like what started it? I'm just more curious. What got you into this? Is there a specific thing or has it been just an evolution?
It has been a journey that started, I'm a mom of two. And when my youngest was one and I was kind of starting to like wake up because I was actually getting a little bit more sleep, it was kind of like what's next? Like I had done all the things that society says you're supposed to do, you know, graduate college, got a job, got a house, got married, 2.5 kids, like I did the things. And it's kind of like, well, now what? And that just started some curiosity of like, who am I now? Like I have been all of these different identities and fulfilled them. So now it kind of felt like my turn to do the things. And so it started with like reading more books of the personal growth nature. And I did the artist's way because I had been curious about that for a long time and really getting to know myself better. Mm-hmm. And it was just for my own personal journey. And then after doing that for a year or two, it was kind of like, this is a thing. Like I'm already seeing the transformation that I feel. And through knowing myself better and tuning into the purpose of what I want the world to be like, especially if you know yourself better, then the world can be a better place because there's so much less misunderstanding. People are communicating. You can see where the other person is coming from. Like, you know where you're coming from. So maybe you can observe your emotions a little bit better. So it was a combination of all of that. And it just had to be something. And through all that introspection and journaling, it came through that like I really love writing and notebooks and stationery and pens and like the walking through like paper sources, just like so much fun to touch all the things. And yeah. So that's how it needed to be like a tangible personal growth thing. And that's how the Illumination Kit came to be.
You keep on pulling me away from my normal questions, which is a good thing because you keep on planting things in my head to ask you. This work, how many years has it been going on for you?
It'd be 6 years.
6 years. Have you seen any changes with like your relationship with your husband, your kids, your friends, your work? I mean, I know you're didn't sound like you're doing your, or do you have a full-time job too or no?
No, I left my corporate career a year ago.
Oh, wow.
After a long tenure there. And, you know, that came through this journey of knowing like I had pivoted within it. I had worked to make it more aligning with who I am and the gifts that I have and the talents. And it just kept showing up that, like, I am not deeply fulfilled here. Like, and I knew that I had more in me that needed to go in a different direction. So I left an amazing company, a fantastic team, and just people that I really did love working with, but I had to do this for me. So that's a conversation to have with your spouse and really say that I believe in myself enough to do this. It hasn't gone like what we thought, but I also wouldn't have traded it. Like, I wouldn't have traded any of it. It's been the journey that I needed to give me the perspective that I need. But through knowing myself better, I know that, like, where I show up best, I know what my talents are. I know when to back away from something because that's not my strong suit, or I wasn't invited into that conversation. So, you know, it's not going to go over well if I throw my hat in the ring there. I'd say it's changed a lot of things on this journey.
How old are your kids?
6 and 8.
Okay. So a little young for this stuff, I suppose. Maybe not, but does your husband and your kids, do they do anything in this area with your work or no?
My husband reads more like personal growth books now. He did 75 Hard and, you know, followed that challenge. And so I'd like to think that I was an inspiration to do that because I have my own streak going. I have a daily walk streak that is over 3.5 years strong. And that's where I show up for myself every day and close the rings on my Apple Watch. And it's not out of an effort thing. It's more like a self-preservation regeneration practice. Like, it started out as an effortful challenge to finish the year strong, actually, you know, the decade. And then it's like, in order to keep this sustaining, it had to shift with me. But the element of keeping a daily promise to myself stuck. And so that's what I do every day.
That's amazing. That's, and especially in Michigan, that's not in the winter, it's winter. And so it's going to be very
difficult. And our treadmill broke a year ago. so it is outside as best I can. So,
oh man, that's amazing. And the 75 Hard, congrats on Andy Frisella. That's like an intense program. I know some people have gone through that, and I'm sure his whole body probably changed from it. You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, it built his own, like, self-awareness and perspective changing and what your limits truly are. It definitely speaks to the power of a goal that you are aligned with.
Yeah, because it's like multiple things. You have, like, and life happens, and so you have to just push through it. You know, so good for you guys. I'm sure you get, and you're obviously, I mean, you're definitely setting a good example for your kids. I mean, they watch everything you do. And so they're probably learning through osmosis, you know?
Yeah. They know that mommy has to go on a walk and that I'm a better person when I come back and got that chance to, like, be in nature and take a breath and maybe not be needed for 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah. I've gotten a habit. I walk a lot too. I've started to run. I do martial arts, but I was usually walking with listening to Audible because I like to do things multitask, I guess,
the walk.
But I've been experimenting with actually just going out with hand weights. Like, I have, like, these egg weights. It's not like an actual barbell thing. It's like, you can't even see I'm holding it in my palms. But I go without my phone, God forbid, you know, and it's hard. Like, I think about my phone, I'm like, where is it? You know, but now it's getting easier. And it's kind of nice to be in nature, detached from technology. And all I have is me and my thoughts. It's been very interesting.
Yeah. And many people are scared to be alone with their thoughts. And that's why they pick up their phone. Like, they maybe consciously don't recognize it, but there's a lot of stuff that swirls in there. So,
yeah, you're right. And I'm not judging because I'm, it was hard not to bring my phone. And, you know, I'm probably addicted to the phone just like all of us. But the separation, even if it's for like an hour a day, half an hour, 45 minutes, it kind of helps break the chains a little bit. So it's been nice.
Yeah, I have more of an awareness of like what I need that day. So sometimes I rarely don't not have it sometimes, but you know, I can definitely like make sure I don't check it because I often get ideas while I'm walking and
yeah,
I need a place to like record them. And so I frequently do walk and talks to myself where it's like an audio journal, right? Like just talk out what's in my head. And so that's where some really great connections and ideas come from. And it's like, I've learned like, I need to have the boundaries with the phone, but I like to have it so I can capture the inspiration when it comes through.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has really been a fascinating conversation. I mean, I feel like we could talk for probably like another hour, but you know, try to keep my show to 15, 20 minutes so my audience can just absorb it quickly. I do have one last question for you, Stephanie, then we're going to wrap up with you sharing your website or whatever you want to share. I want to ask you about the meaning of life, especially since you've been on this journey for 6 years. I'm sure it's changed. But we were speaking 7 years ago, you know, it'd be a different answer. So through your life thus far, in your opinion, what is the meaning of life?
I would say the meaning of life is to get quiet enough to listen and recognize the purpose that is in your soul that you were born with and find a way to bring that out in a way that lights you up.
Your products help with that, right? Where can people learn more about you if they want to dive into this life purpose journey?
Well, I share, you know, thoughts and musings on this in my journal entries on my website at Firefly Scout. And I have a weekly newsletter with that goes deeper into some actionable tips that you can take each week. And if you're looking for starting the journey yourself, I have the Illumination Kit, which is a guidebook, set of guidebooks that walk you through this journey. And that's all at fireflyscout.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Stephanie. Great job.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.